For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning and happy Saturday. It is a cold, snowy weekend where I'm at in Colorado. It's probably cold for a lot of folks in this country as we have a polar plunge, and that is definitely going to impact the weather for three of the divisional round games, which are outdoor games, one today and both games tomorrow. Kind of looking forward to seeing what that is going to do. We will get a full preview of those games coming up, but first, a little news and notes. It is coach hiring season, and the Patriots did just that, bringing in Mike Vrabel as their new head coach. He last coached with the Tennessee Titans, was out of a coaching position last year, although he was a consultant with the Cleveland Browns. He was a longtime player for the New England Patriots, now returns to help take over that franchise. I think a lot of people expected Vrabel to be the hire once they moved on from Gerard Mayo, so not a great surprise there. Feels like a pretty good fit in terms of culture and personality of what this franchise was all that time with Bill Belichick. We will see how things come together here. I think a big key is going to be getting an offensive coordinator. They are one of the few teams at the top of the draft, picking number 4, that has a franchise quarterback in Drake May. They need some weapons. They need a better scheme. Hopefully those are some things they will be able to work on this season. Well, that is some of the big news and notes. Not a lot of other action and activity unless you're keeping watch. Deontay Johnson was released again by the Houston Texans following their playoff win, and then was claimed by the Ravens, mostly so that they could potentially get a compensatory pick. So what a strange odyssey for a guy that I thought had a lot of talent, but if you are rostering in Dynasty, tell me why. Now let's move on and talk about our playoff games. Well, first up, the first playoff game is this afternoon, and that is the Houston Texans, the number 4 seed in the AFC, at the number 1 seed in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have had a layoff of a week, but their key players did not play in Week 18. Their last game before that was on Christmas Day, so it has been 20-plus days since players like Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones saw the field. Will there be any rust? I think that probably is a little bit overblown. I was encouraged by what we saw from the Texans in the wild card round, both the defense stepping up and playing a little bit better. The offense looked solid too. They got a very sturdy win over the Chargers, a team that pushed the Chiefs at times during the regular season, but the Chiefs are 15-2 for a reason. They are the number 1 seed for a reason. I think ultimately the Chiefs will be able to pull this one out at home, but it could be a good game. The other number 1 seed, the NFC's top option, the Detroit Lions, used their bye week to improve their overall health, which is something they needed to do. No team suffered more injuries, particularly on defense, than the Lions. Looks like Terrion Arnold is good to go and will play. Alex Anzalone had come back for Week 18, and it looks like David Montgomery will be back. All those are good things for the Lions. This is also A unique game. It's the only game in this round where the two teams did not play each other during the regular season. It's also the only indoor game. So this should be a fun one on Saturday night while the rest of the country is kind of freezing. It should be pretty nice in the dome for Detroit. I think that offense is going to put up points. The question is, can the Commanders match that? That puts a lot of pressure on Jaden Daniels. I like what we saw from him in the wild card round. They really pulled through and got that upset win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but this is a whole different ball.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Game. The Detroit Lions are very talented. They have two great running backs. They have a strong passing game, and that defense is getting healthy. With them getting closer to being at full strength, at least on offense, I think Detroit is going to get the win and advance to host the NFC Championship game. The Sunday games, another couple of interesting matchups in the NFC. We have the fourth-seeded Los Angeles Rams against the number two-seed Philadelphia Eagles. These two teams met earlier in the regular season. It was a 37-20 victory for the Eagles, one in which the Rams' defense just could not do anything. Saquon Barkley ran for 255 yards, had 47 yards receiving, and that really kind of helped salt the game away. But the Rams' defense looked very strong last round. They really smothered the Vikings' offense, both the passing game and the running game, holding everything in check. I feel like the Rams are peaking and getting to full strength at the right time. They have a very young defense that got better, I think, as the season went along. This is going to be a cold and snowy game. The Rams, obviously, a West Coast dome team. Kind of makes a little bit of an impact, but I like the Rams. I like their veterans. I think the Eagles have a very good core, and they are a very talented team, but it has felt like the last few years they've been a little enigmatic in big playoff games. There's usually one upset in the divisional round, and this is the one I'm going with. I am picking the Rams to advance and move on to the NFC Championship game. The last game of the weekend is perhaps the best. That will be the number three Baltimore Ravens at the number two Buffalo Bills. The top two contenders for the MVP race, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, meeting on the field. Two of the best teams in the league meeting on the field. Two teams that both have high hopes of upsetting the Kansas City Chiefs meeting on the field. And this is going to be a cold and snowy game out there in Buffalo with some lake effect snow and these cold temperatures from the Canadian, Alaskan, Arctic air, wherever we think this air comes from. I've heard a lot of different theories. It is going to be unpleasant outside, but both of these teams have good quarterbacks and good running games, and both quarterbacks run. Running teams tend to do better in some of these poor weather games. Both these teams have been playing very well, especially down the stretch. The Bills, the only team to beat the Chiefs and the Lions at full strength this season, and that is no small accomplishment. These two teams did meet during the regular season. It was week four. Baltimore kind of cakewalked to them 35-10. It was not a particularly close game. I feel like the Bills have transitioned and become a little bit of a different team since then. This was pre-Amari Cooper trade, a lot of other different things. But Baltimore has also had a crazy good season with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson powering the offense. No Zay Flowers, so that definitely is a handicap for the passing game. That did not hold them back last week. And they are not a team that is predicated on having to throw the ball down the field. I think this could end up being the best game of the weekend. And honestly, this is the pick that makes me the most nervous because it's one that you know, is in my heart. I mentioned last week, if Denver couldn't win, and I knew they were not going to, I would want Buffalo out of the AFC. I really love Josh Allen. I have loved this Buffalo Bills team. I am picking them to get the win and advance. I want to see them against Kansas City again. I want to see Josh Allen get a chance to exercise those playoff demons in Kansas City. But either way, this is going to be a fierce battle. And whichever team survives this one is going to present a big challenge to Kansas City, and it'll be interesting to see who can come through and get on to the AFC Championship game and then potentially to the Super Bowl. I think this is a great slate of matchups. I hope we get a lot more exciting competitive games than we got in the wild card playoff round. Looking forward to seeing these ones come to fruition. That'll do it for me this week. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe out there with all the wild weather going on around the country with the snow and the cold. Stay inside, stay warm, and watch some of these football games. I will be back next week looking at the conference championship rounds and any other news that we get coming through. Until then, you guys have a wonderful week.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.